journeys are unique, but they are not in isolation. The roads of a thousand individuals crisscross, and each intersection is a potential side street, a wayward path, a new adventure, an unexpected emotional bond. Nay, I could not have planned this journey I have taken. For that, I am truly glad. Drizzt Do'Urden. Chapter 13. A Chip Off the Old Axe. The Year of the Dark Circle, 1478 DR, Citadel Felbar.
"Your Dáil favorite the hammer and the sword,"
Ragged Dane said as the group neared the outer gate. Dane had been so nicknamed for his scrappy fighting style, typically leading with his face, which was crisscrossed now by battle scars.
"I ain't me da,"
Brunner gruffly answered, hoisting his battle axe to rest on his shoulder.
"Fine tone for a beardless one, eh?"
Ognan Leatherbelt, the battle commander, chimed in. He gave little Arar a shove on the shoulder and a playful half-punch on the jaw. His eyes widened as he did, though, and as he took closer notice of his youngest foot soldier.
"Here now, little Arar's got the beginnings of a beard, does he?"
"Reginald,"
Brunner corrected. And how he wanted to throw aside this whole facade then and there. He was Brunner Battlehammer, 8th King of Mithril Hall, 10th King of Mithril Hall, Champion of Icewind Dale. How he wanted to shout that out loud and clear. But Ognan's observations were true enough, for Brunner had indeed begun to see, finally, the beginnings of a beard, a fiery red one, much like the one he'd worn in his previous existence. He wondered if he would look the same as he had in that other life. He hadn't really thought about it very much, but now with the beard coming in, it occurred to him that he might well indeed be a physical twin for the king he had been. Without the scars at this point, of course, and without, he lamented, glancing at his new axe, the many notches he had earned in battle. He brought the axe down before him, ignoring the continuing banter at his expense, and instead studying the clean and smooth curving blade of the weapon. He thought of his first notch in his previous existence, in the great Etten adventure in the tunnels around Mithril Hall, and realized that he had been much older in that fight than he was now. Reginald Roundshield's 15th birthday was just 3 months behind him, which put him a decade and more short of Brunner's first true adventure in his former life. Indeed, Reginald Roundshield, little R.R., was much more accomplished among the soldiers of Citadel Felbar at this age than a teenaged Brunner had been among the fighters of Clan Battlehammer, even though all of Reginald's exploits thus far had been on the training grounds. But of course, in counterbalance, in that previous life as the Prince of Mithril Hall, Brunner had been presented with great opportunities to do great things that he, as Reginald, would never know. His memory swirled through the years, to the many battles, leaping upon the back of Shimmergloom, freeing Wulfgar from the demon Ertu, splitting the skull of Matron Bayenri when the drow came a-calling, splitting the ways of Obul's minions like a stone against the incoming tide in Keeper's Dale. And Brunner blew a profound and resigned sigh. Could he really live that journey again? Could he really begin over, not a scratch on his axe, and forge a name worthy of Clan Battlehammer? And the most troubling question of all, to what end?
"So the gods can just wipe it clean and pretend it never happened, eh?" he mumbled.
"What's that now, boy?"
Ragged Dane asked.
"Wipe it clean? Nah, that's the real hair you got there. Your beard coming in thick and red. No more little R.R. then, just R.R., as was your da."
"Reginald,"
Brunner calmly replied, and Ragged Dane burst out laughing, as did the other 5 dwarves on this scouting patrol. They'd never give in and stop the teasing, Brunner knew. Not that it bothered him. What did it matter? His name could be Morrid in itself, and that too would become bones and stones and nothing more. He felt a snarl coming to his lips, but he suppressed it.
"One day at a time. One step at a time,"
he told himself, his growing litany against the whispering despair.
"Through the gate, We're turning north, lads and lasses,
Ognan told his battle group.
Into the Rovens and War-Crown Trail. Been word of some goblin kin getting a bit too comfortable there.
Hey-ho, then, for a fight,
said the Tannerbritch's fellhammer, befist a fist in fury.
Hey-ho,
Ragged Dane joined in the cheer, but in a mocking way. Every patrol that walked out of Fellbar was told to expect trouble, but, alas, trouble was rarely found.
Now don't ye get old Malabritches on me,
Ognan Leatherbelt said with a laugh, referring to Tannerbritch's twin, who was aptly named Fury. The two had been split up, and Malabritches had been sent back for more training after she had punched a traveling human merchant in the nose when he laughed at her suggestion that he might be selling his wares to orcs. Malabritches' demotion had given Brunner his spot on the battle group. Something that hadn't sat well with Tannerbritches, who was 3 years Brunner's senior, as she had reminded him often with a constant refrain of,
Don't get yourself too comfortable, little Arar. Me sister's to return, and you're to be put back with your own dwarfling friends.
Ah, but then I might tell them all again how I whomped your skinny butt, eh?
Brunner always responded, and time and again it had almost come to blows. Almost. For it became obvious that the blustering Tannerbritches wanted no part of little R.R. one against one.
"We'll be half a 10-day in the mountains,"
Brunner heard Ognan explain as he focused back to the present conversation.
"And we'll be watching all about us every heartbeat of them 5 days. Don't ye doubt. If them goblins are up there, we're to make sure King Emerus knows it."
"By bringing back their ears, then?" Tannerbritches asked.
Ognan laughed.
"Aye, if we're finding the chance, I expect. But more likely we'll find goblin sign, scat and prince. We find that, and King Emerus is sure to send out a bigger fighting group and—"
He paused and patted his hand in the air, calming the ever-excited Tannerbritches.
"And I," he went on, "be sure that I'll be asking for a leading place for us six in that battle group."
"Hey-ho!"
Tannerbritches' fellhammer cheered. As the youngest members of the patrol, Brunner and Tannerbritches were given most of the menial tasks, like gathering kindling for the campfire. Winter had relinquished its grip on the Rovan Mountains and all around the Silver Marches, but just barely. This high up above Citadel Felbar's gates, there were still some small patches of snow to be found, and the night wind could still send a thick-bearded dwarf's teeth to chattering.
"Come along, then!"
Tannerbritches scolded.